Welcome to Israel 18 News at 7 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Temperatures are cooling down as evening sets in across Israel. In Tel Aviv, the skies are clear, offering a pleasant night ahead. Jerusalem enjoys a mild evening, while Haifa experiences a gentle breeze. Eilut remains warm, perfect for a late-night stroll. Here are today's headlines. First, Ynet reports just in that Trump is weighing options on Iran after talks with Netanyahu. Maps of Israeli positions in Syria and Lebanon were shown and withdrawals were ruled out. Also, from the Jerusalem Post earlier this hour, U.S. and Saudi forces conducted joint strikes on Iran-backed militias in Iraq. This marks a significant milestone in their cooperation. Also this hour, according to Walla, Trump has threatened a strong response to Iranian attacks, vowing to hit Iran hard. This follows the attack on U.S. forces in Jordan. Separately, the Times of Israel reports that a Hezbollah drone hit an IDF bulldozer, violating a Lebanon truce. This comes just days ahead of talks in Rome. And finally, JTA reported earlier that Netanyahu compared New York to the 1930s after a local politician called for his arrest. This escalates tensions ahead of his planned visit in September. Here's what people are saying online. Raylan Givens, a senior Israeli political figure, posted just minutes ago that Trump's decision on Iran is pending. With all options on the table, he also noted that Iran's missile capabilities remain significant. Amidar, an Israeli commentator, wrote just now that the Israeli government could end Jewish violence in the West Bank within a day, but chooses not to. Al Arabiya English broke the news 11 minutes ago, reporting that Israel awaits Trump's decision on a strike against Iran, citing Channel 12. Let's go deeper. Starting with Ynet's report on Trump's deliberations, the meeting with Netanyahu involved strategic discussions about Israel's security positions in Syria and Lebanon. The Israeli leader emphasized the ongoing threats. The region remains on edge, as these decisions could impact wider Middle East stability. Turning to the joint U.S.-Saudi strikes in Iraq, the Jerusalem Post highlights this as a significant point of cooperation against Iran-aligned forces. U.S. CENTCOM confirmed the precision strikes, aiming to curb militia influence. This collaboration could reshape regional alliances and power dynamics. Meanwhile, Walla's coverage of Trump's threats to Iran underscores the rising tensions. The U.S. president's firm stance follows recent hostility against American bases in Jordan. This rhetoric may escalate the already volatile situation in the Middle East. Moving to the Times of Israel's report on the Hezbollah drone incident. This breach of the Lebanon truce raises questions about the stability in the buffer zone. Israel considers its response as talks in Rome approach. The incident highlights the fragile nature of current ceasefire agreements. Finally, JTA's story on Netanyahu's remarks about New York, his comparison to historical tensions, comes amid plans for a visit in September. This could affect diplomatic relations and public perception as the trip nears. Turning to business. First, from Israel Hayom Business, the tax authority is considering reintroducing inheritance and property taxes. This move aims to boost state revenues amid financial pressures from the deficit and war expenses. Separately, Globes reports on the growing corporate credit, which is currently propping up real estate developers. This increase in bank loans helps companies stay afloat, but raises concerns about sustainable economic growth. And finally, CTech discusses Lemonade's financial results. The Israeli insurtech firm reported significant revenue growth, but rising acquisition costs led to a drop in shares. This highlights the challenges in maintaining profitability despite expansion. That's your Israel 18 News update for evening. We'll be back with more at 8 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.